Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, government looking to resuscitate rice cultivation, and later or proverb of the day. I'm Njui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases, 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Rice, a starchy seed or grain, is the most important staple food for a large part of the world's human population, especially in East and South Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, and the West Indies. As far back as 1935, over 2,000 acres of rice was planted in Jamaica, and by 1950, there were at least 5,400 acres under cultivation. Jamaica in recent years has been spending approximately $70 million per year on rice imports, bringing in approximately 100,000 metric tons annually. To change this, the government embarked on an initiative to re-establish the local rice industry and meet 25% or 25,000 tons of the country's demand for the staple. In 2009, investigations were carried out on 9 plant varieties of rice at the Bodo's Research Station in Old Harbour, St. Catherine. Subsequently, the first crop of rice grown under the Amity Hall Rice Project in St. Catherine was reaped. The variety planted under the project was the Prosequisa 4 from the Dominican Republic. In 2010, machinery valued at $60.4 million was donated to the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries by China in a bid to increase rice production on the island. The equipment included harvesters, drying machines, seedling transplanters, tractors, harrows, plows, and trucks. In April 2012, late Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark announced that the government was formulating plans to put approximately 2,000 acres of land into rice cultivation during that same year. The plan at that time was to plant rice in Amity Hall and Hillrun St. Catherine, sections of Clarendon, Bromdeck St. Elizabeth, and 4 areas in Westmoreland through funding from the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ. Now, let's fast forward to 2015. The Ministry of Agriculture is currently examining the viability of reviving rice cultivation in Jamaica. Experts are conducting an evaluation of the previously launched rice production program. This is to ascertain why the program did not work and decide on the way forward.
There was some concerted effort over the last 5 years to get rice production back on track in the country. Some experiments were done that did not meet up to the mark, so to speak. And interest seemed to have waned in the development of the rice production in the country. This is something that we intend to take a second look at to see what went wrong from that foray and to see whether or not it is a viable option for us in Jamaica.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellio. The government's plans to reintroduce rice production is in keeping with efforts to ensure food security. And now for our proverb of the day.
When man belly full, him broke pot.
And this means, when man is satisfied, he often forgets what hunger or need is and will be indifferent to the sources of his meal or relief until he again finds himself in need. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Njui James Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.